is the Big Game Preview with Carpenter and Rothman.
Brought to you by GBQ.
Empowering growth.
Visit GBQ.com to learn more.
All right, Big Game Preview. All right, it's round two against Bucky. And I will say it like I said it before. Defensive line, this is your game. It's your game. It's Chase Young, who annihilated Wisconsin in the first matchup with the four sacks. But it's the rest of you guys as well, because if Michigan taught anybody anything, it's you got to somehow err to the side of caution. You got to put more bodies on Chase Young. If it springs a leak somewhere else, that's how you got to live. You pick your poison, and you don't let it be him. It doesn't mean he won't affect the game. He'll impact it. And if he takes on three dudes, then the math works for Ohio State, and that's why I'm going to lean that way. It can't be a tailor-made game the other side with that running back. He's too good. So this is about the offensive line of Wisconsin versus the defensive line of Ohio State. It's what it's always been. It's what it's been over the years. And Ohio State has won this battle. They held the Badgers to under 200 yards of total offense. And if they can really own the trenches, then that's it. Then it's lights out. So that's my number one key for sure.
So let me get this straight. Three dudes on one dude, positive.
If the three dudes, in the four-dude party is three from Bucky, yes.
Three dudes in the four-dude party. All right, now if my math is correct here, let me do some quick statistical analysis, Rothman. J.K. Dobbins has 1,657 yards.
175.7 per.
That is true. Now, Jonathan Taylor has 1,761. That would put J.K. Dobbins 104 yards behind him. Now, Jonathan Taylor against the Buckeyes has averaged about 43 yards a game, whereas J.K. Dobbins in most of his games, what did you say? How many has he averaged? 154?
175.7.
175.
So nine TDs against the top rushing defense, yeah. And you know.
Math is easy, yeah. Sir. And this is a two-pronged attack.
Okay.
Because it's for the defensive line, linebackers, and the offensive line. I think J.K. Dobbins, I think, is one of the most liked guys on that team. I think they're probably upset that he's not going to get to go to New York, or they're going to at least try to make a statement to get mm-hmm. him there. The fact that they put Jonathan Taylor, like, don't you think the offensive line at Ohio State isn't upset that Jonathan Taylor was the back of the year? Like, you've got to be mm-hmm. kidding me. Especially when George is on that name, I believe.
So Ohio State is pitching all three of them for New York.
And they should be. The triumvirate. And so this comes down to the defense in the front seven, holding this guy to the yardage that you've held mm-hmm. him the last two times you played him on average, which is 43 yards a game.
Stuffed him. 41 in the 07 Big Ten title and 52 earlier.
Yeah, I mean, he's done nothing. And so if they do that, I guarantee you this offensive line is going to want to make sure it's the J.K. Dobbins show. So there will be no doubt who everybody mm-hmm. knows is the most valuable back, not only in the Big Ten, but possibly in all of the land. And so that goes to both the offensive line and the front seven on defense. Those guys are going to want to do this for a dude who is so well-respected, who is well-liked, who works hard, who is a yes-sir, no-sir dude, one of my favorite dudes on the team, J.K. Dobbins. It is time to go get him the Big Ten rushing title.
And you don't throw around that favorite guy sparingly.
I don't. No. Two dudes, Damon Arnett, J.K. I mentioned both. Love those guys.
So the magic number for Wisconsin, and they'll never get to it according to your math because they shouldn't. The magic number for them is 130 yards for Jonathan Taylor. That'd be a robust day.
Maybe if you add up all three of his games.
Yeah, right, exactly. Might get there. Problem. So they're 21-2 over the last 3 years when he goes over 130.
How about those? Oh, when he goes over. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I already mentioned the 41 in the 17 Big Ten title game and the 52. So he's gotten 93 in the last two combined. So it's a huge advantage. The other key for me is, and it really isn't a key, it's just for Ohio State, Wisconsin, their turnover margin is absolutely awful. Like, awful. I think it's like -9 in the last seven games. I think there's going to be a chance to feast here defensively. If they do what we just said they will do, and that's slow down Jonathan Taylor, then you put the game in the hands of the very efficient Jack Cohn. Jack talked Ty very well. Jack was 15 of 22 against Minnesota, had a couple touchdowns. That ball does not get anywhere in a hurry. And if you force him, if you get this team into third medium or third and long, and that's including his drop back, there is going to be a chance for these guys to pick him clean on Saturday night. And so he can move in the pocket fairly well. He can buy time, but it's about feasting on Jack Cohn. You put them in position, a team that's already at a pretty big, robust turnover margin. Ohio State should feast. So the second thing is put this in the hands of Jack Cohn. Despite the efficiency, you'll have a chance to reel in that ball.
And my last thing, Rothman, it's going to be kind of a tandem jump here because something was just brought to my attention. Number one, it's special teams, like the intangible crap. Special teams, turnovers. We saw it happen against Penn State, turned the ball over, the game got a little close. You watch Garrett Wilson fumble a punt. You don't want to get anything squirrely like that to give teams life and to allow Wisconsin to stay close. So you have to control the turnover margin, like you said, but then also the special teams. Making sure you're making your field goals. Like we saw Dallas miss theirs last night. Like those things impact you. Those things matter. And then the most important thing that I just saw here on Twitter, courtesy of the athletic director of Ohio State and Gene Smith, is the Ohio State Caravan heading over to Indy, and they've got an Indy car leading them in their little police escort. It's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. And so, Rothman, you've got to ride in like a little NASCAR Indy car deal, but you've never had one squiring you to the destination. That is the way champions arrive. That is the way the Ohio State Buckeyes arrive. True ballers entering the Hoosier State.
Well, it's a hero's welcome, and I love that. I love the fact they did that. It might be even a stretch two-seater. I don't know what they're doing, but that is – and I, by the way, I have taken that vehicle out on the streets here of Columbus years ago. I have the video to prove it.
Oh, I've seen the videos.
But that is a big deal. And when it comes down to the rest of this thing, it's about winning the one-on-ones. I saw Minnesota do it early in that game, and it can be done again. Lure up a safety, and all of a sudden, you're going to be able to burn them. I think this is about – they can bring – by the way, Wisconsin brought 7 early against Minnesota. They got burned. They won't have the luxury to do that against Ohio State. So it's about the talent is going to win. And if you get the one-on-one battles that you'll get here on Saturday night, Ohio State should win them. And it should go on to a comfortable victory if they play a clean game. Carp, your prediction of score.
I'm going to take the Buckeyes on the fast track in Indy, making a bold statement. We'll say 41-10.
41-10. That would be an outstanding prediction. Matty Ice.
I've got the Buckeyes winning 37-17.
37-17. I've got it 38-14, Ohio State.